In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Church, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings today, especially the prophet Isaiah, reminds us of how much God loves us, how much he is looking to our needs, that even if a mother should forget the child of her womb, even if a mother should, for some reason, forsake, forget, something as close as that bond between a mother and a child, that God will not forget us. He is so attentive, has so much our interest in mind, that he will never forget us. And we can associate that with even more so than if a mother has care for her child. God has care for us. Our Lord is trying to remind us through the prophet Isaiah how much he is taking care of us. And that is one of the things that Pope Francis makes comment on in his apostolic exhortation on the joy of the gospel, that the care of the church for souls and in its endeavor, you might say, in its task of evangelization is like a mother seeking out her child, you might say, and that the tenderness that should be exhibited in even our reaching out to those souls who have not yet heard of Christ or have rejected him, he points that out, that we should be that as solicitous to bring them back to the fold as a mother has a tender love for her child. Because as we know, every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth is a child of God, and he wants them to be members of his church, because every soul created by God, he intends them to receive all the benefits that he wants for them. And those benefits are given to us through the supernatural realm, through the graces that are offered by the church, through the sacraments. And so that is why the church is so solicitous for souls, because these are like children who are orphaned or who've forgotten who their mother is. And the church is solicitous to bring them back like a mother, even more so, you might say, even if a mother should forget her child, the church is concerned for souls, reflects God's concern for souls, and he seeks them out and does not forget them. And so we should be as solicitous in our efforts to evangelize souls like that great love that God has for us and for everyone he has created. And because, as the psalm reminds us, the only place our soul will be at rest is in God. We look at the world today, and the gospel points out very clearly that if there's anything that that our world has got mixed up, is that it loves mammon more than God. You know, I'm thinking of that old song of Al Jolson. You could take it in Mammy, Mammy, how I love you, how I love you. Well, Mammy, in this case, mammon, that's about what our whole world is, in many cases, infatuated with things of this world, with the goods of this world. And they're so infatuated that even Pope Francis mentions that it's the consumerism of today, and it's byproduct, you know, the whole electronic gadgetry that is out there. These two things, the consumerism of the world and this infatuation with technology, has made man self-centered, has made him turn in on himself and forget God, forget his neighbor, forget them as being, even might say, dehumanizes our neighbor, that instead of speaking to our neighbor, we will sit there and send them a text and they're standing right next to us. That's how bad we have become enamored with technology. And that, you know, families probably come together to eat and they're all sitting there looking at their electronic gadgetry and not even taking notice of the person across the table from them. This is the problem with our age today, in that it has become self-centered, and it's partly due to this consumerism, this love of mammon, that the whole individualism that, you know, I'm not looked upon as being a person made in the image and likeness of God, but I have just become a potential customer, or am a customer. I'm a potential market for somebody to sell something to, instead of thinking of the fact that, does this person even need it? Do I have their interest in mind? No, all I want to do is sell them something. I want to get them to buy my product. And it doesn't matter what I use as means to do that. And even that, we see the dehumanization of our brothers and sisters, is that now, instead of respecting our brothers and sisters, we use lust as a way to sell products. You know, that's probably one of the biggest tragedies of the advertising age, is that now we use our brothers and sisters and their vices in order to appeal to them to buy products or to get their interest. And so therefore we dehumanize our brothers and sisters in the advertising, and we dehumanize our brothers and sisters in treating them as just an object that I can sell something to, or who can consume something that I want to offer to them. This whole mentality is really a product of this age in which money, mammon, greed has become the motivation for what people do and why they do the things they do. And our Lord is reminding us in the gospel that we need to put things in their proper order, that it's, we can't serve the world and this materialism and serve God. We're going to love one and hate the other. And in our world today, it seems that many have chosen to hate God and to love their things, their possessions. And our Lord is saying, well, you know, that kind of mentality isn't going to bring happiness, because we're not made for mammon. Mammon did not make us. God made us, and he made us for him. Things are to be to our service. The things that we have are to only, you know, to help us to do our tasks. And the first task that the things should help us to do is to sanctify ourselves. If those things have become an obstacle to that, or if we start living for the things instead of living for God, then we have lost our direction. We have put things in an improper, we're disordered. And that's where our Lord is trying to remind us. He's not saying that having things or being concerned about your welfare is not important. He's saying that you have to trust in God's providence, that all the things that we have are really our gifts from God. You know, the food we have, the clothing we wear, they're all part of God's providence for us, and he's taking care of us. When we become overly preoccupied with the things of this world, then we lose sight of God. And our Lord is trying to say, no, first of all, seek the kingdom of God. And do not worry, do not be overly preoccupied by wanting things of this world. I will take care of you if you do what is proper, and if you have a proper detachment from the things of this world, you will have enough food, you'll have enough clothing. And look at our world today. What are the two things? We're worried about obesity, because we're all preoccupied with food and clothing. It seems that clothing we're paying more for less as every year comes along. And that clothing and food are both of these things that are such big billion-dollar industries, just to get people to become preoccupied with these things. And our Lord is saying, look at how I take care of all the other things that are far less, you might say, important than man. The flowers, the birds of the air, I take care of them, he's reminding us. And would I not even more so take care of your needs, I who love you more than your own mother? You know, he's more solicitous for our welfare. So our Lord is trying to remind us, even today, even more so, probably than even in the time of the gospel when it was first preached, that we do not need and we should not become overly preoccupied with the things of this world. And if those things of the world become their servants and their slaves, instead of using them to help us to do our work, then we've lost sight of why we have those things. You know, some people, they'll buy a brand new car, and they will be so protective of their brand new car, and they act as if that car were ever to get a scratch, you know, it'd be the end of the world for them. Well, maybe the first thing they should do is go out there and put a scratch in it just to get over it and to realize that it's just a thing. Or whatever it may be, we have to take care of the things we have. We should be a good steward, but we should not become disordered. And that's what our Lord is talking about today, an inordinate attachment to things of this world. We have a proper order and a proper understanding of the things that we have for our use. And then we can, because of original sin, become disordered. And he's always asking us, and we have Lent coming up here in a few days, to help us to get things back in the right order. If we've been living for food since the last Lent, or we've been infatuated with clothing or food or whatever the thing may be, Lent is a time to bring down the false gods. It's a time to smash the idols in our life and to realize that the one we must serve above all things is God. And Lent is the time to help us to do that. The mammon is a false god. All these things that we put ahead of God, whether it be food, clothing, power, whatever it may be, it can become a distraction, and we lose sight of why we're here. Why did God make me? And Lent is always a good time, once again, to get refocused, to return and get our compass pointed in the right direction. And this is why we have these times of self-denial, times of penance that are being offered to us, not just during Lent, but throughout the year. Fridays, people should take days and make certain days times when they will deny themselves, just because we need to. Otherwise, because of original sin, we will start to serve these things and lose sight of God. As the old definition of sin is when we are properly ordered, we are turned towards God and away from creatures. When we sin, we turn toward creatures or things and away from God. We need to use this time in Lent that is coming up, and even now, today, begin today, to turn the things in the proper order, to readjust our moral compass and the guides of our soul that we're heading in the right direction. Let us ask Our Lady today in a special way to help us to put things right. She who always had her compass pointing in the right direction, pointing always towards God, the true pole of our soul, and ask her to help us to do so, especially during Lent, to bring down the false gods that we have put in our hearts, and to truly serve God with our whole heart, soul, and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.